We get a lot of requests for second dates, and when we're trying to decide who to pick that we should call, we usually look for something that stands out in the emails.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
And we recently got a message from one woman who says she had two dinners in one date.
Oh my God, this is my type of woman already.
So, I mean, either she got ditched in the middle of it, or maybe she's a competitive eater.
Or she's just a hungry girl, Jeffrey, and that is okay.
Yeah, well, let's find out which one it is. Her name's Kayla.
Kayla!
What up, Kayla?
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, I can't wait to hear if first dinner or second dinner was better.
Well, let's just say, I think you got it right. I mean, I'm a hungry girl for lots of different things. So.
Okay.
Which is different than a thirsty girl.
It is.
Yes.
Hungry and thirsty, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great point.
Okay, so tell us about the guy that you want to call today. What's his name?
Okay, yeah, so his name is Lucas. And we met on an app, and I'll just be totally honest, I thought he was really hot.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like the basis of all apps, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but I mean, we chatted on the app for a little bit before agreeing to meet up, and he seemed really cool. He told me how much he was just really into like playing guitar, and he likes to go rock climbing and things like that, and I'm not necessarily into those things, but I would definitely like to climb him. I was like, any way I can get him on a date, it would be great.
Is that what you guys did when you went out?
Well, no. So we actually went to dinner.
Okay.
And it was just a terrible experience. He picked the restaurant, and honestly, the food was is awful. The drinks were bad. The service was horrible.
Uh-oh.
So I've actually been cooking a lot recently, and I will say I make some pretty amazing food. And in my head, I was just like, you know what? This is such a terrible experience. I think we should just leave. And I wanted to take him back to my place and cook him like a really nice dinner.
Oh, but wait, that's so sweet.
It is, unless he loved that restaurant. He's the one that picked it. Did he agree with you?
I think he was a little shocked and taken aback that I kind of was like, you know what? Let's kind of just leave. But he didn't seem too like, whoa, this is weird. And honestly, I totally made it worth it because he loved the dinner that I made him.
What was it?
I did like this Moroccan style chicken tagine type dish.
What?
So like couscous with...
Who could just like run home and whip that up real quick?
Wife material, bro.
I guess.
Wife material. Kayla, I love you.
And Moroccan food.
Yeah. My God. Awesome. Let me pull out my tagine.
What's that?
I mean, honestly, it's really not that hard. I make it all the time, and it's one of my favorite things, and he was really wowed by it. And
I'm wowed just you saying it. I don't even have to taste it.
But I don't know what happened, but I was actually turned down that night.
Turned down how?
Turned down for what?
No. Turned down for
I'm asking the question because it begged to be asked right there.
I mean, I was kind of expecting and sort of hoping that we would get down and dirty. And he turned me down. And it was so mortifying because I was kind of like making it very clear that that was going to be sort of the next step.
Okay, wait, walk us through that moment real quick. Like, what did you say? What did he say?
Brooke's never been turned down ever. Like, what?
I mean, I think that's true for most women.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
How did this play out?
I mean, yeah, it got down to the end of the night, and I said, you know, I was going to get into my PJs, but it was not something a little more sexy than that.
Yeah.
And I kind of said, like, well, you want to spend the night, right? Like, do you want to spend the night? And then he just said no. And he just abruptly kind of left like that, leaving me, like, I felt so uncomfortable. And let me tell you, I, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I've never been turned down like that.
Well, not all dudes are thirsty. I mean,
yeah, and a lot of people in general don't feel comfortable staying over on the first night. I mean, you don't know. Maybe he just got out of a big relationship.
It's just really
rare. I'm thinking he has like a disease. Okay, Alexis is going with he needs ointment.
That's probably the most likely. Okay.
I mean, I honestly can't figure it out. I can't figure out why. I wore my hottest dress the whole night, and then I changed into some negligee. I mean, I don't know what it could be. I don't know if he didn't like the cooking, which I can't really imagine.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking, is that Moroccan chicken, I've never had it before, but it sounds like something that would be really spicy and kind of heavy.
Oh,
and
maybe
if he's not used to that, maybe he was having a weird reaction and didn't feel safe spending the night, you know?
Yeah, but has he called you at all?
No, it's been radio silent.
See? It was really bad, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a 4-day reaction that he's having.
I mean, I think there's something else going on there. Okay. I mean, maybe you came across, and I don't mean, I think that you sound like a confident woman, but maybe you came across as like too braggadocious.
Eager.
Or like, yeah.
I just wanted us to have a good time. That was really where I was coming from. You know, I don't know if there's another girl. I don't know if he didn't like my apartment. Like, was there something in my apartment that he saw?
You know men and their interior design.
I do love, though, how, like, women who aren't used to being rejected, they just go through every possible scenario.
Yeah.
They're like, did he not like this? Did he not like this? How is that possible? So let's, you know what we're going to do? Let's play a song, come back, call Lucas for you, and then we'll try and get you a second date, okay?
Okay, I'm very curious.
How curious.
Okay,
we're calling Lucas.
Okay, hold on.